Well, Michael, a tough day. You were in a wonderful position. Why did it go wrong?
Well, we got outplayed, didn't we? Stuart Broad bowled a couple of outstanding spells throughout this test match and managed to get plenty of wickets and get a roll on and run with momentum. So, unfortunately, once we lost that first wicket to Chris Rogers, it was, it was hard to stop Stuart Broad, to be honest. He bowled really well and, that's the game, especially in the second innings of a test match. That's always possible. But, we've got to be better than that, unfortunately.
It was one for 120, your team. What was the mood in the room there? Was there some confidence that you could seriously press on from that position and take the game?
Oh, we always knew that it was going to be tough chase. Anytime you have to chase 300 in the second innings, always going to be very tough. But it was a fantastic start, don't get me wrong. I thought Chris and Davey played exceptionally well. But unfortunately, we couldn't get over the line.
It was an interesting move by Alistair Cook to bring Bresnan back. Did you sense that all of a sudden perhaps he'd spotted that the ball was going to be reversing?
I think they knew the ball started to reverse, yeah, so that's why they brought him back, and he did a pretty good job as well.
And what about after drinks when you were bowled by Broad? Just a jaffer?
I don't know. I'm sick of missing him. I'd like to use my bat a bit more. It's the second time, I guess, I've been bowled in this series, and a couple of good balls, so, that's part of the game.
Well, what do you do about the batting? You had the unfortunate game at Lord's where it went wrong, and you're in the game at Old Trafford, but here it's collapsed when you had an opportunity to win the game.
Yeah, look, obviously we want to perform better than we have done. Again, I say in the first innings we've got to perform better than we did, more than the second innings. I think the second innings is always tough to, like I say, to chase 300, but, I need some time to let this sink in, I guess, and then we'll go from there.
Did they get away too quickly this morning? I mean, Harris bowled extraordinarily well, but the other bowlers got banged a bit by Bresnan and Swan.
Yeah, look, our bowlers are doing a fantastic job. They might have scored a few too many, but I think our bowlers throughout this series have done a wonderful job. Ryan Harris was outstanding in this test match once again. I continue to be amazed by, how he continues to have so much success at this level. He's a wonderful player, and I guess that's a big part of why I feel the disappointment right now to have let Rhino down. He's bowled out of his skin throughout this series, and to not be able to, or not bat as well as we need to once again in this second innings, I feel like I've let him down as well.
England have won the series now. What can you take from what you've seen in this series for the series at home?
Oh, there's a lot, Jim, but like I said, I'll let this loss sink in first, mate.